She was talking about another thing of fire. It came out that we need to be Sidus and Matriot. Miyad, Biyad, Oichel, Dark, Sidus. Missing one of the three, Yechai, Chatus. Today I focus on the heter of Laalter. The heter of when it's Laalter to be Mutter, Lachis Man will be Chayiv. The core of this is Chloret, more than Chayin Dalad, Abai Yisrael. The Pshan, the Bryce, the Boy of Oichel, Alter, Mutter, Avar, the case of Lobay Biyayim, Loyivar, and Boyer, then the Kilu Bar Loitzer. Rabbi said back, Shap on Abunachmeni, and therefore, when it's La'alter, clear it's Mutter like a bio. The Soyit says, Mishabu, Sivkot, and Vav, and Sivkot, and Yod. In silence, Maisa Achilo. We do not look like you're doing a Malacha, you're coming to eat over here. Rashi, the Sugya, he seems to understand the Nichol Gedev Shinoi. The question, does Rashi mean to Shinoi? What gets the Maisa Achilo? What's your Shinoi? And that's the Soyit of the Het over here. Therefore, Rashi come to argue with this Malach. But he said over here, the Ikru, where we pass him with Tzad, Nichol Gedev of Maisa Achilo. The way the Hezber, the Ben Echanal says on the page of the Fine Dalit, is that we know Yuchud and Shabbos, that Melech Mach Shabbos also Torah. And therefore, since the person doing Mitzad Achilo, his words are, Lav Melech Mach Shabbos Hi, Loik Mechavim Vom Locha, El Achilo Belvad. The story of the Het over here is, you have no Kavona from Locha, you come and go eat, there is a Chson of the Mechus of the Locha. The story of the Locha is to do something Mitzad Melocha, that's Tachlis, not Mitzad Achilo. We see how far taking the story, they Aloch and Tzimun should cost their pay by the Sugya of Boiser. Over there, the Magabram is out of the Shabbos, he wants a Tainer, do Boisla Alter, we want to be the Sugya of Boiser. Says the Magabram, no, the only story of Boiser is Mitzad is Derech Achilo. Here, there's no Derech Achilo, so no Heter, there's no Din La Alter. La Alter is a Heter Derech Achilo. The Magabram sent you to a similar question by the Sugya of Toichen. Over there, the Ramob examined Tzimun should cost all of Sifyat Beis. That by Teichen we do have a heter of the altar up in the Rashba. Over there, the Magavrum exam the Shilta Gebarim, that's mafakvik. What do we know? Din la altar. We're not giving mata bishul la altar, afir la altar. We mata derech achilo. The Mishmur answered back the reason why the Mod being makel, echanam by Teichen is derech achilo. So, just like everyone understands, you can eat your food and grind it with your teeth is derech achilo. Also, Teichen is under the category of derech achilo. So, that means you say to the heter of the altar, we see from numerous Makaris is Nichol Yisrael is not Melech Mach Shabbos, and Nichol in the Gedder of Derech Achilo. La'achiz Man. Yoyvi Nisa Dereiso. Now, there'll be a Mavuchol, let's say it's La'achiz Man, can stand by itself and Oichel Medech Psoilis. Is there a Het over here? So, Rashi the Sugya sounds like there is. We'll get to Bialoch and Sevdal and Beshem in a week from now. Once in according to Taisus, the Maestro is a Heter. Taisus the Rid goes this way. But we see the Mishabur, he went back Domo like the Ben Chananel Bashari Shainim, the Rambam, clear. And the Mechaber writes clear in Siv Beis. They have a case of Eichel, Mitoch, Pseilis, Locha, Boi, Biyoim, Kil, Nas, Loitzer. That means you certainly did not pass this way. You even is the Reis, we only have the Heter of La'altar, La'achaz Man, we also even a case of Eichel, Mitoch, Pseilis. Now the Losha Gemara is, Loboi, Biyoim, Kil, Nas, Loitzer. Let's take cases of Loboi, Biyoim, but it's not made Loitzer. That's not Loitzer. Will there be a heter? The Chidush Ayran, Yuchus Ayran, he discusses the case where the person wants to take out the klipos of the garinim, the pits of the pomegranates. He discusses you want to do lebay b'yoyim. Now, if you leave it around, no one leaves them around. You get ruined over here. So maybe the case of lebay b'yoyim has a heter of achilo. It won't be nichon legedav kiel nas loitz. It won't be chayv over here. The Yivu Chidush Ayran Mais is mekel. Because the words of the Bryce are very clear. If it's not me last loitzer, it won't be any yeser. Have father take your side. Except from his almond, if so, maybe negate a case of clothing, negate a case of swarim, it's also not death for loitzer. And if you want a tiny lebibiyim, also will be mutter. A massive chiddush, I'm going to point out, in the case of pomegranates, you cannot leave it around. It will get mekalkal, get ruined, destroyed. And therefore, it's mishum oifin never loitzer. Mashenki clothing we store. It's from we do store. Not loved after the derech for storage. We do store it. And therefore the one point out, even when the Chush Aran of Kashis is, only things that are cannot be done later, you'll have a heter of boy b'yayim. Otherwise, things that stand with boy b'yayim, there will not be any heter. Why? Because it could be made for oitzer. Now to go through the circular altar, we have to start first, what is the definition of the altar? It's clear in the Beis Yosef, he has four Mahalka among the Rishonim. We have to show how to understand them, how do we pass him. First, the Beis Yosef starts off with the Ben Echanal on the page. His words are Mashem Mesev Al Shulchan Beis Sudo. That's Nichel Altar, meaning anything they prepare for that Sudo. Explains the Beis Yosef and the Achronim. Meaning, let's say you have a Sudo, you need to sit and eat for 5 hours. You want to prepare before the Sudo, for that Sudo. The law is you don't have to wait in that Sudo to get to that Zman. Anything for that Sudo is Nichel Negeda of the Altar. That Sudo, even though it's 4 hours later, you're going to come to eat it. That's in the Yisod for that Sudo. Is Nichel Negeda Zman of the Altar. That Sudo Beis Yosef, that's all the Beis Yosef. That Sudo is Miad. Aleph. Moisef the Beis Yosef, next we should. Miad the Ben Yerucham. And the way the Beis Yosef explaining Ben Yerucham is not arguing on the Ben Yerucham. Again, the Drisha seems to disagree. But the way the Beis Yosef understands, come to Moisef over here, the loch is that Ben Sudo with Sudo is also Nichel in the Zman. Let me, for example, let's say a person finishes Friday night, the Sudo at 12. His meal next morning is 11 o'clock. The next 11 hours are considered Nichel Negeda of the altar. That's when the next Sudo is happening. Mash Enkin, let's say a person in the winter he has a Sudo at 4 in the afternoon and he wants to prepare the Sudo at 10 before his meal in the morning. That means he wants to be here for 6 hours later. Since it's a heftig of a Sudo in between, that's not an altar. That means it's not a time thing. It means you have to, the next thing that has to come up is Nichel Negeda of a Sudo. That's the altar. The Sudo is in between, not Nichel Negeda of the altar.
Not
you cannot do it before the second meal. You cannot do it with shalosh shudas.
Ben
Echanal also. Right, Ben Yerucham said Ben Yerucham being moisif on Ben Echanal.
Yeah, Ben
Echanal
said the
reverse. I don't think he said the reverse. Ben says it right. He says that Ben Yerucham is coming to be moisif on the Ben Echanal.
You know,
I have,
but what
the older Ben Echanal said? Lada Biyagis says. I mean, Lada Biyagis. Ben says not coming to argue.
He means even from Suda.
As long as there's no Suda in between, there's not. It could be as man or no Suda in between the mice and small dirt.
If you mean during the day, Suda.
No, I don't think so. The third Rishon come on the Beis Yosef brings down what he calls the Mordechai or the Gross Mordechai. That the loch is Miyad will be Mutter, La'achasho is Osir. Now, Vlad is come to argue with Ben Yerucham that says, Ben Sula Suda, you have 10 hours, my sister's Mutter. That Vlad is arguing with. The question is come to argue with Ben Echanal. Ben Echanal again says, in that Suda you have 5 hours, no problem. Suda is 5 hours, no shailo. Is it going to Mordechai come to agree or disagree? So read the Beis Yosef slowly. He says, the Chodesh Machlok is over here. He's saying, the Gois Mordechai is understanding after an hour it's ulcer. Therefore, you have a meal of 5 hours, you have to make sure within that hour we're here. Ma'ashen came, the Ben Echanal is saying, you have the whole entire Sudo, all 5 hours. Come on, the Elitali points out, look up the Gois Mordechai, is quoting the Ravon. The Ravon quotes the Ben Echanal. That means the Chori can't be arguing. Chori agrees. And therefore, the Swam seem to understand the Gois Mordechai is really a hasafa upon the idea of the Ben Echanal. That means that Sudo itself, you have the whole entire Sudo, no problem. Before the Sudo, how much do you have? Miyad is Mutter, and after an hour, the Mice is Ulcer. Now, in the get of after an hour, the Shalom among the Achoinim was mean an hour. The way the Egle Tal seems to understand, hour means an hour, which is an hour. Anything less than that, Lamais is Mutter, Nichol Negeda of Samach. I said, Hashem, you look at Al Mashulah, she says, hour means it's Ma'ma. Meaning, there will be Mam Samach within a couple of minutes, you know. It's a show, in a couple of moments. A couple of minutes, that Nichol Negeda. But Moshe and Shuvah, to write in Chel Dal, 7 Ayin Dal, says, no, Pshad HaGoyis Mordechai is, whatever the standard way to prepare for that meal, what people associate with, that's Nichol Negeda of Ezer Shoh. Shoh does not mean an hour, does not mean any moment. It means whatever we associate with that meal, which says you have 2 people, it takes 10 minutes, 10 minutes. You have 10 people, it takes 50 minutes, 50 minutes. Whatever it is Nichol in the category of Ezer Shoh, meaning whatever you need for that meal. So that's the third reason, that's the Gois Mordechai. The fourth reason the Beis Yosef brings down is Rambam. Now you read the Rambam slowly, it's very clear there are 2 cases over here. There's a case of Oichel Mepsilis, and there's 2 minute Oichel. When it's a case of Oichel Mepsilis, then it's Osir Leboy Beyoim. Masha Enkein is Oichel from Oichel, then after a couple of hours, 3-4 hours, the mice gets smutter. However, you buy from Shachris to Ben Aboyim, it's Osir. The way that I'm going to explain, it means if you borrow before one Sudo to the next Sudo that's afterwards, let's say you borrow before the morning Sudo, for the Shalosh Shudas, now be Osir. Masha Enkein, Ben Sudo with Sudo, then it'll be Mutter. But that means it comes out to Mechalik with the case of Pselis, Oichme Pselis, won't have the Heter of Ben Sudo with Sudo. That loss will be 3-4 hours will be Osir. Mashenke, Tumina Eichel, will have a heptu of Ben Suda Lasuda. And that's in the Meis Yosef. However, any day of Naim Lechalek, we're in the world of Lasugyo, the Rambam come along and bring this Makar, this Mahalach over here, to make a difference between Eichel and Yipselis or Tumina Eichel. This is the fifth Mahalach in the Sugyo. There's Tosfos over here on the page, on the bottom of the page. He wants the Mechalek in the case of the front of, meaning Mamash in front of him at the meal, Nichol and Gedder of the altar. And in the kitchen is Nichol in the category of being not Miad. Now, the question the Chorim asks, why the Beis Yosef leave out Tosfos that says on the page? The Mice again, the Beis Yosef brought down four Mahalachim on Lushanim. The Ben Chananel that says the whole entire Sudo. The Ben Ruchim that's come to Moisif before the Sudo, Ben Sudo the Sudo. The Gosh Mordechai that says after an Aaron Lamaisa's ulcer, and the other Rambam that's become in the case of Eichel Eichel and the case of Eichel Mepsalis. A local Maisa, how do we pass it? Maybe we'll. A local Maisa, how do we pass it? Among the Jews showing him. So first, there is that Teres 3, the brother of the Taz. He wants a passing like the Ben Yeruchim, that Ben Sudal is Sudal and Maisa's motor. In a bunch of hours, Maisa's motor. He do it nicely, we do not go this way. Clearly, the Ramah, the Ramah says, Allah is the Mesa Ba Miyad, then you'll have a Hefter, otherwise, you do not go this way. So, among the Mahalchim of Kleisel, there seem to be two main Mahalchim out there. There's one based upon time, and one based upon the situation. The one idea, the idea based upon time, they only like pointing a Chaznish, the certain yeshiva that asked him, Bortan Sevin Nachas Aliyo, Mesa will come himself in the yeshiva over here. How much time do we have? We have tons of people in the yeshiva. How much time do we have to mitzvah the sugya bar to prepare things? So the Chanush said back, you have a half hour. Chetzi shor. And Yom Zilba says, the Malach is a chetzi shor. He wants to say, why chetzi shor? If you know the sugya in Shas, for example, samach lamincha, you can't do malacha. Samach is a half hour. Samach lamayru, samach lapesach, samach sometimes by Chanukah. We see the idea of samach, meaning that's really the zman is a half hour. So since we have a heter of what? Says Ramah, to be Mesa Ba Miyad, Mikla Altar, what's Miyad? Samach is that time already. Give the Chanis get of Chetisho. The father says, he's Choshish from the Halakh of the Chanis, Chetisho. Now the question, when they say over the Chanis, does he mean Lekulo or Lechumro? Meaning, let's say it's just you and your wife, you have a baby over here, it takes you 10 minutes to prepare the Sudo. Is he coming to say you have 10 minutes, but even a half hour is with Seder? Because that's Miyad. He's saying Lekulo or Fakert. Saying, let's say you have tons of people, I'll take you 40 minutes, 50 minutes. Saying, well, chumro, you only have a half hour. That's some of what that is answering it. So they argue this point, what is the Chanish saying over? The way our Vazan says over is saying it lekulo. That means 10 minutes, even a half hour, that's all within this man. So Noshani says, how are you saying over? Only the chumro. Haram Kedeki, the way they asked him how he's saying it over, he said, because he knew the yeshiva took a half hour. Not this way, not that way. We have to look at Malach. So this Chanish, the Inu quotes over, half hour, there's a big mavucha, I don't understand this mahalach of a half hour. But those who go based upon the time of the Chetzi Shor. Don't like saying it over, it's very easy to say over. The second way of saying it over, it's that time, the Graz says over, and it seems to be goes this mahalach, I'll be the Gosh Mordechai, Shor, an hour. And therefore, the Eglital is very clear, it goes together an hour, Bortam B'chaim Lo, the Ben Ishchai, the Ka B'chaim, the evening of Be'oimim Otaino, an hour. And within an hour, it's definitely get it of preparing the Sudo, definitely get it of also of the altar. So, sounds like, yeah. They come along, we have one malach based on time, either a half hour or an hour. The second malach, has nothing to do with numbers, is the Rish who speaks it out to the Moshe and Shuvah, and afterwards come out Numus Achanu, go this way. It's based upon the situation what a normal person needs to prepare for that mirror that's coming up. And instead of Moshe, that's even Pshat and Gois Mordechai. You can argue the point, Moshe said that's Pshat in the Gois Mordechai. Therefore, B'yashiv and the Shemir Shabbos, and the Chaim himself wants to go this way. And the Kodesh Halachas, and the Kodesh Shabbos, and the Berkut, they all call, come along and say, your slate is, the get is, I'm preparing for the meal. Meaning, whatever is before the meal, if, let's say, I want to do something before the meal and do something else, let's say, for example, I want to prepare for the meal and then go to a Kiddush. I want to prepare the meal and go to the park. I want to go to the meal and then I'm Musaf. The Peshkin, that's not Samach. The get is that we close to meal. How many people? You have 100 people or 2 people, whatever the normal way of doing for that meal without having any planned hefzik in between. Now they speak out, but let's say, you know, when you make things in the kitchen, kids come over and say, you know, put on this, put on that. That's all part of making the food over here. It's also taking care of your kids. You don't ignore your kids for a half hour. It's all part of making food over here. They can make a zman over here that I'm going to do something in between. That means whether it's you because you want to go daven afterwards, or whether it's your rebbe who wants to go to kiddush afterwards, that is not samach anymore. The zman over here is what is whatever you plan to go to right before the meal without any planned hefsek, with nichol together hefsek. They point out, sounds that way from Mishabu and Hilchos Yom Kippurim, Simutov Reshut Aleph, Ayinshom. So we have, again, 2 miles from Klai Yisrael. It's very clear, some go with a half hour, hour. Numerous people seem to go with Mahalach of whatever the normal case is based upon their situation. I've looked around and asked around, based upon the people who know Halach of the notion, they seem to go more this Mahalach. They do whatever, based upon the situation that's coming up over here. That's what we need. As long as I don't have any hefsek in between, any planned hefsek, mice is no problem. Building upon this, they speak out very clearly. Therefore, let's say you have a yeshiva, let's say you have a case of a hotel, how much time the maisa do you have over here? Again, the Ramah's words are such maisa sudo, maisa of bom miyad. So those come along and say, based upon this malach, even a couple of hours, 2-3 hours. Therefore, b'yashiv, b'shal mazamush, b'yashavus, b'shmul, others, b'kamnetsky, they point out, 3 hours, 4 hours, doesn't make a difference. You have hundreds and hundreds of people, that's the amount of time that you need over here. The maisa, that's it. However, Asala Sheni, right, they point out, you do the Chanash, the literal words, and the Chodesh Sheni goes literal words, they want Tanech Nami, the hotel, it's Oivisir. Maybe this is their Eistel. It's the Chalgeda Boi Bioi. I mean, Shalah, how do you understand the Chanash, but the point of Chodesh Sheni, it says, the Meister, there is no Heter. You're stuck. You don't have any Heter. I said, according to the Chodesh Sheni, and those who send the little words of the Chazanish.
You haven't got ready for your meal, then. No.
Now, you could ask a question over here. If we're saying the halacha is, whatever the standard way of preparing for the meal, let's say you're preparing for the meal, you're going to peel your onions, or buy a boyer, you have to alter, and you're going to set the table, and you're going to put the dips on the table, and you're going to put the chairs on the table, and you're going to put the crackers out, and the herring out, and the kugel out. The only thing to get to boyer is one thing, peeling the onions. Do you have to do the boyer last? Because that's the case, that's some of the pseudo. And everything else, if you do beforehand, afterwards, is a hefsek. Bring the fish out, and the crackers out. No, you have to have that vodik. Where's the herring? No, kichel, I'm sorry, is there any kichel out? But over here, is it... No. But in these cases, is there a baya putting things in between? So I see a stromach and truva and chalabes. Master Kiddush, he wants a taino. The bur has to be someone to dosar. Not preparing for the suit over here. Therefore, you have to, it's silverware, let's say it's a taruvus over here, you want to set the table. The silverware has to be the last thing done. Maisa Tzad Hasheni, it's very hard to understand that you say, because Maisa, it's all praying for the Sudo. Therefore, the Al-Mashulah says it's a miscarriage, and the Iskoshim Chaim Knievsky, Siyam Shmuel Eliezer Stern, also is very clear. He says, no, Maisa, this is all definitely getter of before the Sudo. Praying for the Sudo means everything. It's all one package, all one act over here. I got my see the Shvus Yitzchok and Shai Dabliski, they want to be Machmer, Namitza Alocha. They say, technically, it's better to do it later on, because maybe you do things earlier, then you'll have a hefsek, you'll have a problem here, so it's advisable to be done later on. But otherwise, in general, it's not making a difference whether you do the bar last, or you do it before, and as long as it's all starting in the achana for the suit over here. Now, built upon this could be a similar question. As I was saying, maybe the hefsek between might be a chasarim. Let's say a person that he has to prepare before the meal, he has his half hour. When the case, she knows she needs a half hour to prepare beforehand. Now, the husband might start the meal at 11 o'clock or 11:30, both before Chatzos Avadim. So the question here is, he's not sure, she's not sure, when the meal happens. Every week it switches between 11 to 11:30. Depends when the guests come, depends when the kids are ready, depends who woke up late, depends on situations. So now, samach is a samach to what? Do you have to make sure it's samach to 11:30? Because that might be this man. Or samach to 11, because maybe that's this man. If it's not, you're even in the ISO. Do you have a baya over here of making it too early if the time might change? So, Maisa, I see the Yisrael, the Yashiv, and the Chodashani, and the Chodashki, all three want to be Machmer. Maisa, all three want to be Machmer. Taino, to be the altar, has to be this man that you can certainly start the meal by. If that's so, it's a massive Chodashar. I think most of us do not start exactly on time. We start within a certain realm, and then your wife has to make sure it appeared before the latest month. Now, last time I only had on my sheet, Baker the Archa Shabbos, who wants to make it with Adam Makar. And then it bothered me that I'll be Svarah Shabbos, and I have to look around to find the Makilah over here. It's very hard to have the Archa Shabbos, Adam Makar, against the Yashu, Chodeshani, Mechaim. So, my side, I looked around, I see that the Isk question is real Orbach, and to have Gelber has a letter about, and of Karp, and the Kavitz Alochist, and Yehuda Shapiro, the Zatzel, and Minchas Ish, and Al Mashulish, all them come along and say, I'll be water. Because why? Because at the end of the day, it is La Alter for this man of the Suda. Now the Suda might switch, but this, that's not Nichol to get a sub of the Alter, a sub of the Raisa. That's Nichol to get a sub of him. This is for this Suda, this is the man for this Suda. Was a Suda, a row, it rotates from here to there. But this is this man of the Suda. Who should not be a problem? Right, so the shadow here is, which he's really going to get to, and Numa's thing you're saying in the Chabur today, is that the Oilam Sore, the Chumas Adesh, the Chalaf Simon Zayin, he comes and he says that the get to be Mekel upon his Aswar, that's very stark to be Mekel, is the words are connected to us late to be Machman Kesin Arnicker. But come on, the Chumas Adesh, it says to be Mekel believe, right? How can you do that? Chash to Rice over here. They were the Chumas Adesh and ends up saying things in a Nicker to Aswar, and they're more passing this way. So the question always is, when do you have a Sora that overrides this question of something that is connected to us alive? That means, we'll go through tons of cases in the Chabur today that you always end off, well, Smach Lekis, Yesh V'Yesh, Levan V'Yemach, we have a Chumas Adesh, before Shem Ovi, and Shiloh V'Terai is still there. Or you say, there's certain stages we're above that, it doesn't, not, it's very hard to understand which V'Yemach where it's coming from, especially the Machmim, and not how V'Yash wrote it, or the Chodeshani wrote it, or the Mechaim wrote it. All people asked them, especially in that case, and those who did write wrote against it. So you have either the writers who have done wrote against it, against those who asked. And the Swar that you're very hard to understand, because a stark reason why to make over here, look around, okay, no game. Because he might have the buy in this specific case. Now, to get to this idea, this is before the Sudo. What about Tarikha Sudo? Again, we come along, we pass it like this, we've been we have all 5 hours. So the Mos is very clear. His words are v'chol mashu boril. So if it's a pseudo, nichol genav miyad mikul alter. His words are v'chol everything. Therefore, everything for that pseudo, even 5 hours later, the ma'aseh is mortal levush. The bialoch ma'aseh does bring down the Tosfos Yerushalayim wants mechiyah from the Yerushalmi that you do not have this heter. The gedda of la'achar shows also even in that same pseudo, something you plan to eat 4 or 5 hours later in the pseudo, you will not have this heter. That's how also the Torah Shabbos Baskins. The Maisa Bialocha ends off, however, the Goyim has the Makar from Shas from us, not the way, and not to worry about this Chumra over here. The Locha is all 5 hours of Mutter. The Makar, you look up the Goyim, that the Bryce over here says, La Alta is Mutter, Lo Yiver, and however you do a case of Bay Bayoim, Kil Nasl Eitzer. Why is the Bryce say La Bay Bayoim for? You say, Nal Alta, say La Alta, Nal Alta. Come to Medayik that even now after sometimes a mutter, like in the case of a pseudo. That means the Goyim wants to Medayik the words of the Bay Bayoim. Can I tell you, but the pseudo is always mutter. But not for the pseudo, then you have a problem over here. Therefore, the person can go that once it's for that pseudo, the mice is mutter. Now, once it's cost for that pseudo is mutter, even a couple of hours later, about the Manachorino, you say that's not part of the pseudo, but right, you make a bracha. So maybe for the kapot, to the end of the pseudo, that avada is a separate ending over here. That you cannot prepare before the meal. Come on this farm, they ask a question of Shlomo Zalman, and Chaim, Shlomo Zalman wrote a letter back, not to Zalpi Shmua. Maisa wrote back, no, that's about it still, that's the pseudo. True means that brach should by make another bracho, but Maisa still nichol to get of a pseudo. V'chein this farm speak out, Shlomo Zalman b'yashmir Shabbos, let's say Shushal Shudis that goes after Shabbos, also still nichol to get of a pseudo here.
What's the beginning of the
meal?
Kiddush.
Kiddush? Yeah, now they do get involved with. Maybe we'll see other cases. We're not going to discuss this case. But he's really asking, let's say you have a kiddush and you eat a lot of things and then you wash later on.
Why not 3 minutes?
Is that considered, so if that's kiddush is for mokum pseudo, so it's all one thing. If you're going to make kiddush nochamol, you can really argue the point.
That's
3 minutes
and kiddush.
Oh, so they say that's all part of the same thing. That means, some I still swarming down, let's say they say you learned Torah, learned a mission before. It's also the same. So you learn beforehand, they say it's 3 minutes before, it's all part of the pseudo. But maybe to take it the other way, what's the nichol together of a pseudo over here? Let's say a person has a pseudo, and this derech is that he benches him right afterwards he eats something. Everyone sits down, the soul has their food for that reason, no buy a bracha lo shein tzricha, could anyone not make a bracha beside dessert? So afterwards, everyone benches, and then they have their cake. Is there a baya over here? Because now it's not the pseudo. So come on the Piskei Shuvos, and it brings down the Be'er Shorim, Maganos Eliyahu, the Chodeshani, then what Taina? It's the Hemshech of the Suda. It's one sitting over here. If we plan to do this, and then get involved with the Shalom Zacha in the house, it is also a Hemshech, even though you benched. They get involved how far they took it so far that even, not only Monach Koino, even after benching, this all part of one eating over here, I got you mafshing the Barucho. Asad HaShani, this question of Yashiv, the Bible of Shadim, and he says, what do you mean? You benched. It's a Sudach Harris. Avad is the second meal over here. But even to quote the Mekilim, take it now a step further, let's say it's Erev Pesach, that's Chal on Shabbos, and what we do, we divide up the meals before the Zman of Chometz into two meals. The person has the first meal, then he walks around for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then he has a second meal. I mean, he benches out the first meal, he walks around, and then he has a second meal. Best if it's one eating, the children by the second meal is best for the first meal. Except, he went fad, the Bayav, having two meals on Shabbos, they made a hefty in between. So declares the Maganis Elio, maybe that's also one eating over here. Maybe it's one eating, massive Kiddush. The Maish of the Mishnah Yosef, the Bible was this week, is a Shuvah about it, put down the Pesach Shuvahs and the Chalak Pes. He says, that's all one eating. That's all one Achil over here. You have to be massive. You've seen Brok Shein Tzricho. That's all one Yeshiva. That's all Ke'in, Negev Sugah Bar, one Sudo. Massive Kiddush over here. It's mitzvah, one mitzvah with a kolom of bracha. Let me say an example. You make a shahakal, you walk out, come in, you make another bracha shahakal. But vadi is, I was one yeshiva over here. One yeshiva over here. I'm making two sudas mitzvah halacha bracha shein tzricho, but not mitzvah, but one yeshiva. My shul I'm eating now because I'm hungry. I'm eating shul by the second meal because I'm hungry before the first meal. This is a, I, when I sit down for this meal in the morning, I plan to have a shul. This part, the shul is part of my meal. I have halachas I have to deal with. It looks like people during a meal take different time between the fish and the meat. No, between fish and meat, I have to drink and I have whiskey. So now it's a heftik. I have to have a heftik in between. Here I have to walk. I'm doing a mitzvah halacha bracha shein tzricho shal shudas. But this is my one. This is my breakfast. I'm eating with children. It's mitzvah halacha. It's like people sit to have a 5-hour meal and have a divitary for a half hour. It's the same thing. It's walking for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's all one sudo. That's the yisoid. And the argument is what you're saying. Can it light? Say sudas. Can it light? Well, the Mishnah says, if you are. English?
Ivan Ruchim.
Okay. I hear. Now you could say Mamash Dalfa Kerk the other way around. Let's say Slala Seder. And for the example, this past year, Slala Seder came out Friday night. And you want to do Barer for Kiddush, for the Matzah and for the Mara, and for the Sudo. Now you're going to have preparing before the Seder itself, you're having a Hefsek of that Goda. So, is a person allowed to prepare before the whole entire Seder for what's going to be in Shulchan Aruch? So, it's coming with Yashiv and says, Avad it's Osir. Because he said, for the Ka'ora, that's Mutter, that's the Agado. But for the Matzah Moro that's brought down by later on, that's the Heftik. You're saying the whole entire God over here. The whole entire God is the Heftik. Matzah Moro. Atzel HaSheni. Shul Mazam says the Matzah Moro is all part of Agado. But the Shulchan Aruch is that Tzuda, that Avad that's Moro. Atzel HaShlishishi, the Hilig HaZedah, and Megan Salio and Mordechai Gross, they say, what do you mean? It's all one Seder over here. As we say, Kaddish, Orchas, Harpas, and part of that is Shulchan Aruch. All part of the Seder over here. So Shikol Das question, then you have Svar Salev, Shalas of the Rice over here, what do you go do over here? How do you look at Lela Seder? It's a massive Shiloh. The other way, what is the Seder? What is it all one aspect or different aspects? Is that Godo? Is the Manashtana separate aspect they gave to Shulchan Aruch? The Matzah Mor, three different ways to look upon over here. Now, all this we're discussing right now is the gate cases of food going to the Sudo. Let's say we're taking the gate to the go of learning. I mean, let's say a person, after the meal Friday night, they'll look Friday night, go to base Spanish, go learn, and you're first going to learn the Gemara for half hour, they take out the Torah Shulchan Aruch, of course, then the Mishnah Berurah, after the Gemara and Kavach HaTargum, then you do the Mishnayis, then you daf Yomi over here. Can you take out your stack of five, six sperm over here and say, But let's say on the side of the swarm are mixed up. Again, we'll have to get to that at a different time. What finds that two voice? On the side of the swarm mixed up here, but if I have two voice, can you take out, is it nechle get of the altar? I'm sitting down to go learn for the next 3 hours, and all this is nechle get of suda achas? But no, it's nechle category of I'm learning one thing, and the second thing is I have to have hours also. And when I want, I have to go get over here. So it's a question of Yashiv. It says one limud has nothing to do with the other limud. The chur take it on the safe and you want to do second afterwards. It's the achazman. A shell of a deraisa. It's the achazman over here. He says, unless you're preparing a chabur to give on Sunday, it says all that is for the ma'aseh nechle to get it for that shear. That makes it to one thing. So you have to give chabur on Sunday. But otherwise, you have a baya over here, mitzad the baya of doing different things over here. Atzad Hashani, when the question Chaim Knievsky and the Rosh Hashanah says, limud learning is all one thing. I learned this, I learned that, I learned the other. But the Archa Shabbos takes it and says, I'll bring your ayah. Everyone goes to sleep by davening with their siddur and the chumash. Like Amin Kamechalik, and say, even according to Liashim, just like it stands for the shir is one thing, maybe it depends on what you're learning. I think one sugya, you think out the Gemara and the Rashi and the Mishnah, Joshua Kanar, on the sugya and Shabbos and Bar, that's one thing. But then you take out the Shabbat Kamechatagim, that's totally something else. You take out Mishnah, it's a totally different topic. I mean, could be a Liashim agrees. If something is one over here, they learn the same sugya, the ma'aseh will be mutter. Otherwise, maybe not. Ma'aseh shaila, how do you look at limud? What defines one sugya? What makes into two different sugyas over here? Yeah. Because that's all nechel getim of the sugya. That's the chiddush of many rochem, the nechel of one thing. The words of Ramah of Chol Mashu Bar the Tzarek Oysa Suda. Everything with that Suda is Motor says Ramah. Before the Suda, whatever Nechal Gav Miyad, Chol Ma, everything you want, the Nechal of the altar. I said a 5 hour Suda, either 4 hours later. Yeah. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you have to realize the idea of Miyad Lachazman is brought down 3 times in the Mechabim, Siv Aleph, Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel. Why they bring it down? So you read Sif Aleph, he's discussing number one, if you have Eichel Mitzalis or Beis Mina Eichel, then the loch is, once Biyodai, you have a Hetel Alter. I mean, Sif Aleph is like a Hetel Alter when there's two cases, either Beis Mina Eichel or Eichel Mitzalis. Sif Beis and Sif Gimel are discussing a case of when did Osel Achazman. The Sif Beis is a case of Eichel Mitzalis. Then if it's Biyodai, then I feel a Boy Biyodai will be Osir. And Sif Gimel is Shnei Mina Eichel. Once Biyodo is the Achaz Man, the loch is the Mice will be ulcer. So it comes out that the Siv Aleph is saying the Heter, and the Heter is whether it's Beis Binim Eichel or the case over here of Eichel Mipsilis. And Siv Beis of Gimel explains to be a loch, which is Savas of Gimel, is saying the Isser, the Siv Beis is Eichel Mipsilis, and Siv Gimel is the case of the Shnei Min Eichel. Now the question is, what's the difference? Why be Mechalik, Shnei Min Eichel versus Eichel Mipsilis? Why is it Beis and Siv Gimel? If they're saying the same halacha says the bi'alacha, except being meisiv, shnei min eichel, what's the chiluk over here? So, based upon the base eisiv, it comes out over here that the case of eichel mipsailis is also even 3-4 hours, and he's man muflug, meisiv it's also. Mash enkin, base min eichel, when you borrow from shachlis to bein aboyim, the way that I'm explaining, meaning you're being borrowed before the suda in the morning, for the suda in the afternoon, with the suda being mafsik in between, then it's also. Have been suddle suddle meisiv mutter. That's how the Beis explains shat in the Rambam, which he is coming from. Now the Mechabim himself is not clear if he goes that way. But how we read the Magarva, and the question is how do we paskin by case of shnei min oichel? I mean, shnei min oichel when separate one from another, is there a hetter ben suddle suddle? Is that be nichel gedel alter? Says the Magarva, the meisiv mutter. According to Mechaber, and he seems to go this way. What? Max Shekel is that way, correct. Max Shekel does that, but not, that's not that I'm reading in the Magarvam. They want to argue that Max Shekel is not big chiddush of Max Shekel. That's not, I think, in the Pashtus. I'm asking. The Prim Gondim seems to also want to be Mekel. The Behetiv seems to go this way, Loch Lamaiso. The Artorial of Musesrad and the Orchor Shulchon and the Kavacham, they paskin, main Sudal, the Sudash name, and Orch Lamaiso's butter. At Sadashani, I assume, saw the Bealochon Siv Gimel at the end. It brings down the Ram itself is not that simple. The Tosfos Shabbos and Ma'aseh Kech said a snapshot over here. And the Rebbe says, since we're discussing an Issur D'Oraisa, therefore the Ma'aseh person has to be Machmir over here. And therefore the Heter of
Mesidu Lesudo by Beis Min Oichel, we do not pass Kamayin Isin Araiso. And we'll give the same categories to Beis Zef Kimmel, Oichel Mselish, Shnei Min Oichel, the same thing over here. Have a speaks out the Egle Kal. The only reason to be Machmer Mitzalach Shash Araiso, let's say Borei the case through Abodon. Example, the Locha and Sivalov says the Bialocho, by the case of Tolosh Ulshin, you have these wilted leaves on top of your chaso. Speaks out the Bialocha depends. If the wilted leaves eat borei from this Gushka Tif, they cannot be eaten by anybody. And taking off the leaves is nechle get a bird or rice and eat its clothes. Mashaikin, if it can't be eaten with shas and chak, then be'etim is nechle get a minechot and should be mutter. Have its ke'ein bird psalms mutach oichel, and therefore it's a dinri rabbonon. If so, come along the Eglaikan was tiny with a dinri rabbonon, echlami, maybe it can be samech alalocha, like the Mishmua says, only by the rice be choshish, but the rabbonon is maybe me sudo le sudo, the mice person can be mekel. If we actually make it by sudo le sudo, upon this Muhammad, this Rambam over here. Now, Akemon says in the Daf, all the pages, numerous questions on how to understand the Yisod of La'altal Achazman. Again, a lot of the Shigal Das questions on how to ask him at the end of the day over here. Usually the question is Deraisa or Mutter. Some of the question might be Durabonim, but usually the question is Skilo or no problem over here. It's a very dangerous game to play over here in the Sugil Barrier, but a lot of alumnus over here to speak out the questions. Try to slant them one way to another, and everyone can argue the point. But maybe not during Chaburah. One shaila is discussed, negate to the altar, let's make it in three categories. The altar mitzav the gavro, the altar mitzav the chepso, the altar mitzav other people. Explain. Take each case. Altar mitzav the gavro. Let's say a person might say he himself, he's going to go somewhere. He's leaving his house, he's going to go to his kid in shul over here, he has toys over here mixed up in his house, teruvos. He's taking out the toy now to give to his kid in a half hour later. So the last moment that he can take out the terubis is now to give to his kid later on to go use to go play with a half hour later, an hour later. So mitzav the person, he set up this situation that he has to burn now for use of later. Is that la'altul achazman? The standard case is because you're going to your parents for a Friday night meal, and the walk back, you know the kids need sweaters or coats. So you want to burn now with sweaters and coats in the case of Teruva, especially in my house, and you want to take them out now for the kids walking back when it's cold over here. The use is 3 hours later. So the question is, during the week you'll do it now. But what is the use? The use is done later over here. So what does that mean? So the gavra is setting up a situation that the use is later, but the way to do it is right now. And another similar case is the other way around. It means the cheft of the baya of the altar. Meaning, for example, you want to have your cold soda. So right now, it's a teruvos inside your machzan over here. You want to pick out the Coke, you don't want the other things over here. On the side, that's a teruvos. You want to get a cold, so you want to take out, because the cheft to be cold in the meal has to be taken out 4 hours earlier. You want to defrost something from your freezer, and some numerous freezers over here is a balagan. It's on the cheft, you want to make it ready for the meal, so the cheft has to be taken out to defrost, be ready for the meal a couple of hours later. It means one is mitzad you just creating the situation. One mitzad the object needs its use that way. Take it about some put together, but let's make it into two separate categories over here. First, take the case of the altar, mitzad the person. He walked and he needs something over here. So again, the Shigal Das question really is, do you look at your last opportunity or do you look at the use? Come on the Is question to Shlomo Zalman, and the Mazoba, and the Yashiv, and the Shonim Shah Blisky, they come on to ask the case of the Gavro. So what, that's your case over here, your last choice over here, but that's not using it. La'altim means samach to its astamshus. No one's using it except for a couple of hours later. The fact that you want to use a sweater 3 hours later, where's the use over here? That's not la'altim. They want to say, Mamish, you have an is over here.
This is his man. What else are you doing? This is his man.
That's true. So you can't do it. On Shabbos, a lot of things we don't do. We don't cook on Shabbos even though we can't. We want to. We can't. So we can't do burr even though we want to. We can't. We don't do bishul and we don't do butter. Those are words come on. We want to pay bishul and butter, right? You want mati served, right? So we don't do bishul. But I need the food. It's cold. I have to warm up. You can't. Atzal Hasheni, Avozner was asked, Shmuel Kamnaski, Kavitz Alochas. He says, but this is what you do. You make hole. That is, it's establishes. That's how you use the object over here. They want time to forget. This is its function, to take it out now for the use of later. Now, most from Maisa Machmer. A bird which when he says it over, he says, Maisa, it's very hard to make on the Raisa's Agamah Pisor can argue the point, Maisa's water. Mokum Matzarek, he says, maybe it can be Mekel. He says, but a better thing is, try to get around this question. I mean, you have a toy, so let it play with it, right now. You have a case of a sweater, put it on right now, take it off 5 minutes later. No single aroma, but that's what we're using right now over here. There's a way of getting around that's always a much better idea over here. This Mechan Kriyashkini says, Tzarech Elayim, it's a great question over here. Have a look upon it, most from myself, Machmer. It's a good time to argue the point. Take it all the other way around, negate the Chefza, the object used it, you can argue for a carrot. Here, it's the object's use for the Chefza itself, not use it up this way. So again, the others will machmer, and again the Chodeshani, and the Al-Mashulash, you want taino, has to be a chunah for the Suda. It's not chunah for the Suda, it's a chunah to make the object ready for the Suda. The stage before, and it's like a chunah to the chunah. What's that over here? However, here, numerous Achonim won't disagree, and say it's built into the object. That's called the damages of the object. The other Shemir Shabbos, the Machzal Yoh, and the Kerem Tzalachas, Gil Sefer, Biskechubas, and Berkman said, over here, Vadi Kami Mekel. Now the question is really, how far take you say the Vietnam Mekel? For example, let's say a person has a meal Shabbos morning, 12 o'clock, 11:30 before Chatzais, and therefore to make the sodas be cold, he has to put in, let's say, 4 in the morning. Now, do you have to wake up 4 in the morning? You say, but once you put in 4 in the morning, you do it the night before at 12 at night. So now, is that a mixture of Gava with Chatzel? The Chatzel needs it, and the Gava needs it. So now you come along and you make up both spheres over here, and therefore you have to wake up 4 in the morning to put in the sodas? Oh no, that's cool, the shtampsha of the chetzel. And those are make on the case of the chepitz, you'll be make on this case. That's how you make the thing cold. You can do it in the case over here, that's 4 in the morning, or 12, but doing it mitzvah chetzel shvay, not mitzvah me over here. So see, those who want to be now of Yashu says, you cannot be before you go to sleep. Rupert says, no, but that's cool, the chepitz. How you make this soda be cold over here. That's how you defrost it. You don't defrost it 4 in the morning, you take it off out the night before. A shikol das question in this malach he make on the chetzel. I tell shlishi by the case of a chayvitz. Kamu shlom zalman they asked him this question and he says it really depends if it can be done before Shabbos or not. If it can be done before Shabbos, you have no heter on Shabbos. But if that's been the case of making things cold with soda, do it before Shabbos. But defrosting, if you do it before Shabbos, it ruins it. It's not good for Shabbos morning. So then it's really built in the chayvitz. It has to be done on Shabbos. Has to be something that's built in to be done on Shabbos. Not, it's built in to be done a certain time and I'm choosing to do it on Shabbos. The soda is not built in to be done on Shabbos. The soda built in has to be done. So do it 2 days before and do it Friday, before Shabbos. But something is built in that it will be ruined when it gets to Shabbos meal, Shabbos morning, has to be done at Friday night. Echnami, that's nichel neheter of a chetzel. Makes this chilek over here.
In this city, you let it take it out? Take it out? Even if you use
it 5 hours. Yeah, the same suit is all out there, yeah.
Even if you use it 5 hours.
It's in the same suit, yes. I mean, coming out, we asked two questions. I'll be the swarm again. There seems to be the case to get a Gavra, Nichol get out to Mosa Machmer, Gamdos, and Mekel. I forget, by the Chetza, Mosa Mekel, Gamdos, and Machmer. I can take both these cases and realize most of the cases are based on the Eichel. Based on the Eichel is a case of Mesud Lesuda, according to Mogarvum, the Archon Shulchan. They have what to your Mekel. That means you have to realize, true, you get tiny little shalva, the rice over here. But you have to realize, now that simple even shalva, might have a sex Mekel to your Mekel. Because those who want to say, Shan the Rambam, the Mechaber, Mogavrom, the Choshuvim, those pastors who have Mesul the Sudi have a heter, in this case, Mesul the Sudo. We'll say, no, my sister is here to ask her. You always have a tear of not the reason why you make over here. Like, I'm not sure what they get in Mesul the Sudi is by toys. What does man of does toys have a time? That means you kick and play with it all the time. I mean, the suitors are very clear, I think. But how do you look at toys? When does Mad go play with it? What's been suitable suited by case of toys? When you want to take out a toy now for the kid to play with later on, where is that? You want to play with it 3 hours later, 5 hours, kids play all the time. What is that? I'm not going to look upon it. Another Shigaldas question is when a person, let's say, he wants to set the table, he wants to do it earlier. You know why? It looks nice. Our table set. Is there a heter? Is that considered? It's used, it's just tamshus in the object right now to have the table set right now. But no, the reason why the table is set right now, shoe looks nice now. But why? For later on, because I want to use a fork and knife, I'm doing it now. Have to look upon it. So before, I think it really depends that how you're setting the table. We had a shulchan, you set the table Thursday night. Or you go to certain people's houses, it's mamish gorgeous. They have crystal, and matches the new painting in the background. And nice, it seems to be a beautiful thing over here. It's a gorgeous Shabbos meal over here. It's something to go see over here. Obviously, they don't have any kids. They only have great grandkids and the great grandchildren over here. But my sense, it's a gorgeous table. So if you're saying it means that it's mamish nui over here, so that's the chuyt. I'm going to point that. So there's tamshes over here, and therefore the ishtam zalman and go down the list from peaceful. My sense is that this is just tamshes be a case of nui. Can I see the yashu? They want to say to answer it. It really depends. But in the situation where you're selling it in my house, this is decent. But I don't think anyone's selling it to look nice. Not a picture over here. Saying it looks, it's okay. That looks like I don't think it has a heter. I mean, you're doing it because the Be'etzim looks nice, and this is my excuse to put it out. For people to see the excuse to put it out, then I'm Vag Nechal again. If not, you call it Shtamshes. I'll just explain what means the Shtamshes. There's two ways to understand the idea of Shtamshes. It's not that simple. That means the Shtamshes for the object itself, and Zanoch from the getting thing. The Shtamshes of using it. Four knives to use, and Zanoch from having it there. I mean, you could ask a question. I like my house to be clean. So let me do an act of burger, because that's my use right now. I want my silverware to be sorted in the drawer over here. My laundry, I like my laundry to be sorted, put away in the drawer nicely. So that's my... So I like having my table set. I like having my house clean over here. So why is that nichel in the heter of the altar? I'm going to sort my things right now to be neat and clean right now. So I think everyone understands that clothing... it's made to be worn. That's its use. That's just tamshes. Be put away is put away nice to be used later on. There's no Indian to be nice right now on the shelf. It's just tamshes to be worn. Silverware usually is made to be used at the table to be eaten. Not to be nice in the table. That's not as functional here. Like it might be nice in the table, but that's not its function. For example, you tell a person, oh, I'll pay you to do an act of burial. So you want to do it right now. That's just tamshes. Some does it in motor if it's mixed to silverware. Not samach, don't tell me if I had to the altar because the mice I like it being, I want being set. So now, if you tell me if it's noy, because some people have a table that's gorgeous, they want to go do that. That's, it's, I think noy, that gorgeous, has a function.
Silver is not so noy.
What?
But silver, you obviously want to be noy.
It depends, again, there are different
silver,
ways.
Silver,
real silverware.
If it's doing it, for, it depends. If you're doing it really for noy, for you to be honest. Really for night? I mean, would you sell it Thursday night? Yes. If you want, right, that face, right. Certain houses, I've been in the houses, I've been in people's houses, they have set, if you had no kids, they'd sell it Thursday night. They do. It's gorgeous. Right? It matches the painting, right? They just match the painting. Yes. You walk in, you're wow, covered Shabbos. Winning Shabbos. Just looking at it, you're wow. So fine. So that is fine. That I think is called Shtamshes. I count the main thing of a fork and knives to go eat. I think some people, but they're doing it before because they all suddenly know you're looking at it. You tell a kid, no, put away the toys. I'll give you a candy. That's a Shtamshes. You want to put away the toys now? What's the burger? That a matter not because he's putting away the toys to be used later, and then we're getting the candy. You can tell a kid, let's play cleanup time. Cleanup time. Let's put the toys away. All the kids play around. They want to put away the toys. So that's called Shtamshes. I'm doing it right now. No, that's a Shtamshes for later. I don't think anyone understands this. There's no one, no, and use in putting it playing cleanup time right now. I think that's partial over here. Building upon that, if a Shtamshes has to be using the thing, I think looking at something might be also using the thing. But let's say something mitzvah that's solo. We want to save something. I mean, let's say, for example, the diamond ring was put in the garbage, rolled up, it's inside, and you see it right there. Can you, myself, undo it and take it off from the terubis? Is that solo nichel negeder of Shtamshes? You say that's nichel negeder of using it. I see the Shmir Shabbos isn't from Zalmud. From Zalmud, this question is that a Shtamshes? Said Sarachian. I'll be sore on the Isle of Yashiv, and I see the Shmir Shabbos, or Shabbos, they go this way. That's called Shtamshes using it. This one is very hard to understand, though, it's nichel negeder of using it. Because I want something, I want the house to be clean. I want the diamond ring. I want it. Maybe to put on the finger, that'd be cool using it. But just because I want something, I want my kids to clean up the house. That's very hard to nichel to get a Shtamshes. A partial clue should be also over here. If so, my shoulder asked the Mechaburo. He rolled up the garbage, put it inside, he saw there was a knife inside. So he knows, look at the burrow, what are you going to do? It's very simple. I did it, took out the knife, made a peanut butter sandwich with the knife, used it as Shtamshes, and then he kept the peanut butter sandwich for Shalosh Shudas. What is that? Is that La'alter? The knife he used la'alter, but the sandwich he saved for a couple of hours later. Is that la'alter? Is that la'chazman? I mean, I think if you take an orange, you peel it, He's saying, I peeled it right now, the orange. I save the orange for later. The object itself, I'm peeling the orange. That's the vad, not the altar. That's for later. I peeled it now, so what? Being my knife, I'm finished the use of it. But the use of the knife was in the sandwich I'm eating later. How do you look upon that? It's a great question. When you take out something for later, but using it now for the establishment of later, how do you look upon that? So in Shulchan Shlomo with this, in Shulchan Shlomo, when a person has, let's say, a wax inside salt, he wants to take out the Eichem type shellis, take the salt out, and then to salt the food, and then eat the food later. So he wants to tell you, he's mitzadah that way, he's not sure, it's Arachin, that maybe he's definitely getting it out to his mutter. That's even worse in the case of the knife, because here the salt pe'etzim is being used later. You say he's told the food. Maybe he's salting the food now for later, definitely get to the altar. That's the Shulchan Shlomo writes, Sivkot Yud Dalet, he has a case of washing dishes. He's got two of us have towels over there. He wants to take one out to dry the dishes. And then use the plates, one, for the meal a couple of hours later. So Shulchan Shlomo depends. If you're drying the dishes, because you want the dishes now to be clean, that's for now. Join the dishes now for later on to go use them. That's for later, that'll be ulcer. So that's mamash sound like the case of the knife. That you're using the towels to dry now for the plate that might be used later. Of course, it's a little bit of a steer with Shlomo Zalman. One time it's out to be makel and salt, and he will nicely want to be machmer. But mamash comes out, the case of the towel sounds like mamash the case of a knife. Lachura, you did not gain out of it by taking the knife, making a sandwich. You would have to take out the knife and cut an apple and eat the apple to save something. I mean, salt and psarachi, and lachura should be the same thing. I'm not sure why he's more mitzati mekel, it's kasher. No, one he says psarachi, one is machmer. I see the same machshev as safer being done on broil. I see he has this, he straight up this question, might see he was a machmer. La'alta means the knife being used for the object later on. Now, again, these are cases we're discussing together to la'alta get the gavur chepzo. Let's say it's not for me and not for the chepzo, but let's say it's for somebody else. That means, for example, let's say a person comes to you and wants to borrow an object. Now, he wants to use the object later on. But my association with that object is right now. That means he wants to borrow a knife. I have a mixture of silverware together. I want to take out the knife for him to go use, to give to him right now. My chesed, my mail, I'm using it right now to give to him. He wants to take the knife. I use it an hour later. Do we say that's a hemshuch of the first person? Oh no, I stop when I give it to him. The Shulchan Aruch says it's better. The Shulchan Aruch says the question will be as worse. This is from Zalman's question. He wants to tell him, once you gave it to him, that's when you stop. Therefore, you and Nichol get to the altar. Your mitzvah is right now. He does say, let's say the person stays around the house. No, he's here. But once he leaves, that is your action right now that you have to right now. It also goes this way, the same thing. That you can give to him a gum, use it later. Tzal Sheni, Nimus Achonim, whether it's Dian Fisher, or Yashu, or Kanashoni, or Mechaim Knievsky, Roshan Kupshut, Gil Seif, or others say, I'm giving to you use, so how can you be better than me? I'm giving it to you, and you can use it later. I'm extension for you. I'm doing an object or a tellus for you. Whatever you want it for. I cannot be better than you. If you have an iser, I would have the iser. And then we want to have a carrot. For others, if in the case of the Rubas right now, I got my association stops, but my association would sad you. That's what I'm taking out for. Then we should be also over here. What? Yeah, why not? A similar case, it got a little bit different. Person in the house, you want to give him say to the derech. Now, he just left your house, he's full, obviously. Hopefully. So, you want to give him say to the derech. So, when he walks, he takes an hour to walk back to Yeshiva Smir. So, you want him to say to the derech. Let's say it's Yantiv, no Shalom, the Erev over here. No, Yantiv will be a Shalom bar. So, let's say he, whatever, when they get to the Erev, 100% terrific. So, Lemaisi, you want to give him say to the derech. He's going to eat it 40 minutes later. So, do you say no derech is la'alter, it's on me? And then he'll show me zam, churlish, tossing, he wants to be mekel. Well, I say, no, it's for him to eat later. So, the Yashim, Chamkides, he'll say for all three, the tossing, and the mice, they answer it. We'll say, Chash is the rice over here. Because he's, now, if he can eat a chance, he might eat it right now, and Chanami. But giving it to him now for later, and he's only going to eat it later, you have a bayam, it's on the sugya of, my association with it is not enough to override at the end days, in case of la'achazman.
Chance, you know.
That could be. Depends on how much of a chance. A real chance, yes. Not a real chance. No. A real chance, yeah. That means you give him Gary Nin. It's a real chance right now. Might be a Baya Muxa, a Baya coming up here spilling out on the street, other things. It's not a singular bar, not a problem. Well, yeah. Maybe that also on eating bugs, other problems. Now, another case, another different case is that others are doing for you, let's say in a Zeret, a cleaning person, they want to have a choice. Either they can do it now and they can leave, or they have to wait 2 hours to come to the Suda, to do it right before the Suda, and then they can leave. So, Efton, they want to do it 2 hours earlier, because then they can leave. Is there a head over here for men to do Bar right now so they can go leave? They're doing it for themselves. So again, even Shlomo Zalman himself, who wants to make a way, I'd say, no, there, if it's in this question, no. Because their job is working for you. Not a case of chesel here. They're doing it for you. Doing something for you, obviously, has to be done for what you want it for, which is 2 hours later, someone closer to the then there'll be a heter. It's like paying a person to do bar. That's what Messer says, there it is. You're paying them to do bar. There's no heter. They're doing it for now. No heter of payment. Because the whole doing now is for later. A similar idea they discussed. Let's say your father asks you to do something. It has to be done. He tells you it's a mitzvah, so I'm doing it now from inside the mitzvah Shavuot. Is there a het over here? I'm doing it out to inside the mitzvah. I need it 2 hours later, but I'm doing it inside the mitzvah Shavuot. So again, even Shlomo Zalman myself, and also Dan Fisher, and the Melyashu, all the same, my sister, no heter. Because you're doing it for him for later. So that's Nechel get of an Isidar Eis over here. Isidar Eis does not get override by the Gedder of Kibbutz of Aim. No, again, if he's the case he's leaving. It's like Cain, the idea over here of the Sugya of Gavro. He's leaving. I can't give it to him. Why? I'm finished right now. Yeah, my father's going to be around 2 hours later, but he has to do it now. No, it's not there. He's leaving.
So what's
the mitzvah? Because he's going right now. I'm giving it to him. I'm finished. Again, are you telling me my father's leaving? Echanami. My father's here right now. I'm here right now. He has to do it right now. I'll do it 2 hours later. If he leaves, it might be after. No, by Kibbutz of Aim, no. I don't think so. No. He actually does. So, okay. That's a nice question. I'm not sure. Now, let's say a person does something mamash b'tzad klub arachim for others again. For example, he has a lot of people come to the meal, and he wants to make bravchas, a lot of food. A massive salad. A salad, you have always a bayam, so you get butter when you peel onions over here. Can you make bravchas, and you know 100% you have leftovers for shalashinus? You know for sure you have leftovers. I mean, you're certainly doing it also the next meal. You're doing it to serve right now. So, what if you make bravchas in the kitchen and only serve half of it? That's not a shiloh. I can tell you, I know which chelik of it is have butter, which one's not. Doesn't make a difference. The pool they're doing about the chelik get a butter. That about is also. Let's say you want to serve bravchas. Is that the chelik get a code or that's la'alta? That's for now. So, as far as I think the oil will agree over here, that's all for now. Bravchas. Again, I know there'll be leftovers. Give them. What?
I'm not
doing
separate onions.
Five onions, I have a choice. I can either do three onions for now or five for now in shalashuts.
One onion is clear.
Yeah, that's one thing. Now, the story I think is, if it's Kom Erchim, Ravchus, I think it's brought down in Benish Chaim, in the Kam Chaim, and after Shalom Zaman, or Tzian, or Yashkin, Shani, Kam Chalok, all the Maizan, Makel, that's called Nichol and Geta of Kom Erchim right now. Again, they is question Chaim Knievsky, and if you're Oymaz and Shuba about the Chalik Yod, he says, close to Chumas Hadeshim. He mach makel upon svaras. Dani Raya Brewer attack will do that. Shalom derais over here. But I think again over here, I think the oil could override with the svar over here. That's definitely getting from the altar right now. After the COVID Urchim over here. That the person wants to serve a rakhus over here. That's it. The svar can sign off. They get to others as more. There's a lab doctor case of a person. Even they get a case of a behemoth. The Bialoch and Zimbabwe exam. Also, definitely get it of the altar over here. Now, in the case of Alton, the Mishmur discusses the idea about changing one's mind. Try to see it over here. Now, changing one's mind, before there are two cases over here. There's a case where a person that didn't listen to rice, they peeled the onion for a couple hours later, and the guy tells him, you even listen to rice. Oh my gosh, you know what? Let me use it right now. Can I be oikir my listen to rice by making the case of Alton? Okay, be oikir it. I peel the onion, mamash, shall shoot this guy, tells me he's not allowed to, I'm going to finish this meal right now. Can be oikirat. The clue this for is, once I did the Isser, I can't be oikir something with my machshava. I did be'etzim, the whole Isser, I left machshava also Torah. I did this. And then the Kiryat Malachav, the Pesach Hadvir, and the Banish Chayim, Kav Chayim, and Luz HaFanim down. There's no way to get yourself out of the Issa D'Oraisa. Once you did it, you're even the Issa. That's for... The question is Fakaret. Let's say a person, he prepares for this meal, and then what happens? Your husband comes home from shul. He said, I had a massive Kiddush and shul over here. Let's skip the salad. Let's go straight to the cholent. Houses that they, the husband decides, you have to also be with nice to your wife. You work very hard. You eat it and do whatever you can. But fine, sometimes women don't mind. Go straight to the cholent. So what happened? The salad that you made with the onions, and now we kept for shalosh shudas. You just switched something that was mutter, the case of something that's also over here. Even, and this is the rice over here. So you read the Beis Yosef slowly, his words are Chayev. The Bush brings down the words of Chayev over here. Come on the Eli Rabo, before the Mabush Yontev, they ask, what are you talking about? Since when in Machshavo can you ask us something? I mean, your mind can create a Malacha. That means the pool that you did was mutter. 100% mutter. Come along, I'm switching now. We don't, your mind can't create a serum on Shabbos. Your mind is a wonderful thing, terrible thing to waste over here. Mm-hmm. But my is akin to a malacha. So how long can you make an iss over here? Right. Now, Tim Lover says, when they ask this question, Eli Rabba and the Mabushi Yontif, they're saying it's not their iso, but could still be an iss drabonim. Even the Benishchan, the Kamchayim, Paskin is the iss drabonim to switch. At Sana Shlishi, the Sharetzi, when he brings down the Prima Godim, his words are, Loi Orech Lamevet Hochem. It's not nice to do that. Now, I'm not clear what the Isser of not nice is. It's not nice to say I'm full, I don't want to have the salad, I want to keep the shalashudas. But he says that the Isser of here, it's not nice. Nice. We're down by B'Yisraelim, Tal Shmuel, and others. At Tzad Revi, the Sora is to argue, so what did I do wrong? The Malach is done, the Tal Ur is a few hundred years ago, the Ma'is is Maturit. The Sharetzin, when he brings it down, this idea of the people God him, said, Sark, right, the Torah. Look at the Sugya of Tzad over there. We do not see that Machshava could ever ask us something. Once that pulu was done, without your Machshava, left Machshava is also Torah. And there's no, over here, pulu that was done to this business Machshava. How in the world can you ask it? Suddenly the Sharetzin does not even agree to the idea of not being nice. And therefore, Shomazam and Miyashi, the Be'oimu, the Meister say, it's mutter. I mean, the person comes home and they want to switch something. Again, it's very common, people want to switch the salad for later on time. Meister, the Inim seems to say, if it gets mutter, or maybe it's not nice. Not more than that. To end over the Shiloh of the altar, let's say the mice that you're doing is a pulas barer. Bira dover. We're saying the side of the heter of the altar is something that's mutter because it's a mice achilo. Does that mean over here, mice ashtamshus? Does that mean that the barer I'm doing is come to lead to the ashtamshus? The whole matura is for the achilo. Therefore, I peel the onion, not butter, it's being led to eating, and therefore called achilo. When I do anything with any toy or any object or silverware, it's all being, my Torah is for something else. So the pull I'm doing has no chshivas al temlocho. There's no machshava, and the chshivas in the pull I'm doing over here is tofu to the next stage. But let's say I don't have a next stage. We'll get the cases. Will there be an answer? What do you say for karet? The story of the heter of the altar is, because it's called use, shtamshus. I'm using it. Let me use an example. You play cards, something called lotto. You want to sort the cards. You want to make clubs and hearts and diamonds and clovers. I want to sort them. I mean, I want to play burr. There's no matar for that afterwards. Is there a heter because it's called shtamshus? My altar, I want to use the cards and play burr. Can I play burr? My whole ishtamshus is to do burr. I mean, the son of the head of the altar is the matara of something else, achilo. Matara of something else of ishtamshus. That must be something else, that's the tofu there. Well, no, the heter is, I'm using it. And even this cause, playing cards of sort, whether it's poker, or goldfish, or spit, or rummy cup, or Bob the Apple, all these different cases, that the idea is, let's play burr, that's it. We're sorting over here. Let's organize things over here. Is there a heter, what you want to do? You want to organize your cards. What is that exactly? When they, Shwasitzchok and Chilk Yudalit, not Chilk Yud and Burr, but Chilk Yudalit, later on, the question to Eliashiv, He says over there, even have all the time oichem to pselus miyad biyad, but that has to be a matara for something else. You have no matara for something else to play cards to sort them. You don't even listen to the rest of butter. No heter la'alter. La'alter again is a matara for something else. There's a berkus. He says he doesn't send why there isn't a big mat over here. I'll be him. He says I'll be svara. Should be it's also over here. Tasheni, because usher das brua stamshes. I mean, the Shulchan Das question, what is the lamas on the altar? Give an example, let's take Rami Kav. I mean, Chazosh has a true about Rami Kav. I think everyone here knows, it's a all the pieces on the table, you have your board in front of you, you pick up your amount of pieces, and then you have to organize them, either by colors or by numbers, you place them out. So, question over here, where exactly is the bar going on? But at the end of the day, you have a mixture, and somehow it's not a mixture. So somewhere there's a bar happening over here. You sort them by numbers, by colors, by design over here. You get about really two questions, you have a hetter of the altar, and also, are you doing... You have to take out what you want. Can you take out what you don't want? Let's say you have all these things mixed together. Can you take out what you don't want? It's really two different questions that we'll analyze. He says, this is called Yush. Faket, this is the side of the head over here. Avad, there's no malacha to use over here. I'm using the thing over here. Avad, that's mutter. He ends up with the tshuva, alacha loy lemaisa. But he wants a taina that by Rami Kav, he discusses the game, he finds how you play the game, what are you doing over here, very sweet. And Maisi says, what are you doing? You're using it. That's called Achilo. Achilo the Maisi's motor. Atana Shani, my friend says, I don't know. He has his problems with that. How can that be over here? At the end of the day, your Matari is not something else. Your Matari is the sword to put them out over here. That is a question. That's the shadow here. Oh, so yapping your way over here. He sees that Chumas and Dash, who. Bring a raya, what's the son of yours? The Yashu says the Matorah has to be something else. The word of the Ben Echinal, the Melech Machsheves has to be that I've not over here, the idea over here of a Melecho, it's coming to something else. Sounds that way, you can argue it means. No, this is called use. That's the Shiloh over here. So the Shoni Maisa argues, it says, Roman Kabbalah is also at Unna Nechol, Daim Lexiva. I ain't sure, you should know what that means. Maisa, the question, can you play Roman Kabbalah Shabbos? So all cards over here, all cases over here, all these things that your person is sorting. Is that called playing Burr? If you can play Burr, I have a great way to put away my toys every time. Tell the kids, let's play Burr! Clean up time, put the toys away. Could be the Yesh L'chalek, because even the kids know it's for later. Could be Yesh L'chalek. But the interesting question, if the whole Matara is for Burr, is there a head to the side of the Chachilo? We say, yes, it's Shamshas. Forget that's the side of the Heter. Forget, that's Mamash Osigom, there's no Matara, there's something else over here. Now, they do discuss the case of Rubik's Cube over here. I think everyone knows what Rubik's Cube is a box with different sides, colors over here. And the question is there a heter to play it on Shabbos or not? Actually, once this Kaplan came to my bar mitzvah, one of my kids, and this kid was playing Rubik's Cube, and he actually did the whole entire thing. And they said, listen, you know, you want to do it? He's like, we're on Shabbos, you know, Rubik's Shabbos, it'd be a kid. Yeah, kids. Fine. But I said, great Shabbos, I'll play Rubik's Cube. Shlomo Miller from Toronto, he said, also Gomer. What's he at over here? Mamish organized piece over here. Rav Fuchs has a little conscious about it. That's my bag. He's safe on it, on this question. Rubik's Cube, what's the luck of Rubik's Cube? I guess at the end of the day, it depends what type of child you have. If you have a kid over here who does not know how to go do it, only one side, two sides, so in essence, he has a baya of taking away what you don't want, and then what you do want. So you get up and have a single psalis ma'echel. Not this, they have to alter. Maybe it's the altar. But you take away what you don't want. One time a kid that knows how to go do it, does the whole entire thing, it says it's all Eichel Meichel. Then we'll give out, Vala Sugi later on, we'll discuss what's the Lachal Shnei Min Eichel. We want to make Lachal Shnei Min Eichel, that's all that we want over here. He wants to make. So Yashim lies. So there are a couple of sources said they showed it to Yashim. One person said they showed it to him and he asked it. Once he showed him, he mastered it. So I don't know what you can do with the Yashiv, and he asked it all the different reasons. One that's Saveya, one that's Kosev, one that's Borover. Not that clear. She was in the words, he showed it to the Yashiv, and Maisi asked it. And Travis, being down, showed him, he mastered it. Look at that. But it could be a bunch of different reasons. Yeah, Konami. No. The name is for Yeshikalik. Asad Hashani, a sport town, Shukum Shlomo, and Yeshikum Shlomo Zalman. And the Shemir Shabbos and the Kodeshani, and the new Mishmar is watching Michael better than Spit. Which you really have to get to. Number one, is this Nichol get up to Ruvah somewhere? wrapping the sugar through a sundae, those one taina is not a mixture over here. But even better than that, those one taina is one gov echod. Like minechod, it's gov echod. Big shikod, last question, is there really different things over here? It's really one. Do you say every color is a different thing? It's a mixture of a bunch of things? No, all physically attached to one source. And better than that's one thing, just a game this way, that way, the other way. There's a stack of taina saying, Bethim is one thing, it's one object. One object, but there's no bur over here. I say, Rave are Makel, numerous words are Makel. Again, it's a great Shikal Das question. They get to us anyway, similar on Shabbos. Our only question over here is, when you go to the shelf, what do you take out? Can we have a right to take out our Mishnah Berurah and our Gemara and the Mishnayos over here all the same time? That's our Shail over here. Bethim Shem on Sunday, we mapped the Sugya, do the idea of Peruvos. Do the Sugya, the Bialok, we're not doing yet, the Sugya of Sea Lake. I now write down where the Orcha Shabbos is, but in the back of Orcha Shabbos, the Chelik Elf, Simon Dalad, he has a bunch of Urim in general. But Simon Dalad over there, he tices the Bialokha, he brings down the words, and tices the Bialokha of Sea Lake. So he goes to just tight words. What in the world is going on this Bialokha? That's Lachor Abba.